The Republican National Convention wrapped up last night with Bob Dole's acceptance speech. Much was riding on his performance as well as his words. Our language commentator Jeff Nunberg thought he would test out a new computer program during the convention designed to reduce a speech to its core message.
The Republicans kept referring to themselves as the party of Lincoln, the way Republicans are supposed to, but still there are certain Lincoln-esque traits they'd probably as soon forget about. Long-windedness, for one. Of course, we remember Lincoln now only as the author of those admirably pithy remarks given at Gettysburg in 1863. But at his 1858 debates with Douglas over the slavery question, he spoke for 4 hours straight. This after Douglas had already spoken for 3 hours. And the audience hung around for every minute of it. This year, the networks and the parties both have forgone even the pretense that Americans have the patience to listen to several hours of political oratory. Sometimes you had the feeling the organizers would as soon abandon the whole form in favor of some more TV-friendly genre. The convention's most significant break with tradition might well be when Liddy Dole stepped down from the podium and wandered from delegate to delegate with a handheld mic in a style a lot more reminiscent of Phil Donahue than Everett Dirksen. Of course, there had to be some speeches, but the organizers kept them very short and very bland, and the TV commentators evaluated them purely as performances. Coming right on the heels of the Olympics, the broadcast could have made you think of a gymnastics or diving competition. A bunch of people come out and do pretty much the same routine, one after another, and then the networks cut to their booths where an expert like Mark Shields or Kevin Phillips says something like, "Well, Jim, he executed very nicely there with that line about empowerment. It's too bad he couldn't stick the landing." The only problem with this right now is that it's neither here nor there. When you watch the whole thing unfold on C-SPAN or PBS, it still has an unruled and ragged quality that makes it agreeable to have on in the background for a couple of hours. As a one-hour TV show, though, it seems interminably long. Real TV shows don't have one person talking for 5 minutes straight, much less five or six people in a row, and no number of cutaways can make this sort of program engaging. That's probably why all these attempts to turn the convention into a TV show have had the paradoxical effect of sharply lowering its ratings. There's no going backwards. The only thing is to cut the speeches back still further. How far can they go with this? To find out, I got the text of all the speeches from the first 2 nights of the Republican convention, maybe 10,000 words in all. Then I ran the whole thing through a piece of software developed by my colleague Julian Kupiec. It produces an automatic summary of a text by analyzing the word frequency, the recurrent patterns, and so on. The program distilled the whole 2 nights of speechifying into 5 key sentences. Here they are. "We are the Republican Party, a big, broad, diverse, and inclusive party with a common sense agenda and a better man for a better America, Bob Dole. We need a leader we can trust. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being part of this quest in working with us to restore the American dream. The common sense Republican proposals are the first step in restoring the American dream because Republicans care about America. But there's no greater dream than the dreams parents dream for their children, to be happy and to share God's blessings." Now, I think you have to admit that the computer here has come up with as perfect a Republican convention speech as you're ever likely to hear. And maybe the next time the Republicans convene, they should consider having all their speakers give this same short speech as a kind of compulsory floor exercise. I don't mean that everybody should have to say exactly the same words. This is America, after all. But you could give them each just 1 minute to hit on a certain number of obligatory themes and phrases. The American dream, God, family, community, common sense programs, good jobs, great American. This isn't really very different from what they're doing now, except that it's a lot more efficient for everybody. The convention organizers ensure that they get an even more uniform message across. The networks can shrink their present hour of primetime coverage to half an hour a night. And commentators can concentrate on the execution of the speeches without having to worry about minor variations in their content. A level playing field at last.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. This is Fresh Air.